This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a big college graduation weekend. Festivities are tomorrow, in fact, at Georgia State University down in Atlanta. Students and their families will, of course, be celebrating. So too, though, will the school, because more than half the students who came into Georgia State as a freshman are going to get their diplomas. That's a way higher graduation rate than Georgia State had just a decade ago. From WABE, Jim Burris explains how they did it.
Here's the thing about graduation rates. The calculation starts the second a student steps foot in class. And it doesn't matter if that student drops out on day one or one day before graduation. When you're talking numbers, it's all the same. Lucille McGee was on the fast track to becoming a dropout statistic.
I am the definition of a non-traditional student from my age to being a mother.
2 years ago, Lucille moved from New Jersey to Atlanta to attend GSU. She was 24, the first in her family to go to college, and she had a new baby. But when she showed up on campus, the tuition money she thought would be there wasn't. Lucille was about $3,000 short with no way to pay. She told herself,
I am older, so maybe I just have to go back to work and save my money.
But really, she knew better.
I knew in the back of my mind I would not be returning.
Georgia State saw this pattern over and over. Bright, capable students walking away because they just didn't have the money.
A number of the students we were dropping were short by $300, by $400.
Tim Rennick is vice provost and chief enrollment officer at Georgia State.
When I sometimes present this account to outside audiences, they say, well, why didn't they, you know, go to their parents to get the money? Why didn't they get a loan from a bank to get that money or for some other sort of loan? And the reality is a lot of these students are maxed out.
So a few years ago, the university instituted what's called a bridge grant. The administration flagged students who were automatically dropped for non-payment. Those who owed the least got their grants first, and it went on down the line until the pot ran out. GSU President Mark Becker provided the initial seed money out of his own pocket, about $40,000.
Higher education was transformational in my life. I was a first-generation college student, saw that the life that I was able to live because of having a college education.
The Bridge Fund is now worth a couple $1 million, but it's just one way the school keeps students on track to graduate from the minute they arrive on campus. Another is data. GSU found that students often get derailed because they take classes that don't count toward graduation. With 32,000 students, it's not like staffers can check every registration, but a computer can. Now the school flags students if they're headed for trouble. It's cheap and easy. Matthew Chingos is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He studies college graduation rates. Chingos says colleges often pour tons of money into improving graduation percentages.
Colleges spend money on lots of different things, on research, on teaching, on student support.
He says more money isn't necessarily better.
And in general, there isn't that much of a correlation once you take into account student characteristics.
In other words, things like SAT scores and socioeconomic status play a bigger role in getting students across the finish line than the amount of cash a school throws at the problem. But studies show a little help can go a long way in creating success stories, like Lucille McGee's.
I plan to go to medical school upon graduation.
She's got 2 semesters to go. As far as tomorrow's graduation, Georgia State will hand out a record-setting 4,000 diplomas, including 300 to students who might not have made it a decade ago. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.